Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Mr. McHale's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery. I am your host, Andrew McHale, and welcome to the 6M Podcast. It is February 23rd, 2020, and we are on episode 10 now. Fucking 10. How cool is that? So, for all the first-time listeners, please feel free to check those out, and for all the people who have been listening so far, thank you very much for checking out another episode. Other than that, how you guys been? You guys staying sane out there during the big Mercury retrograde that's happening, I think, right now, or might have ended yesterday. Maybe that's why I'm feeling well enough to do a podcast a little bit late, but I think you guys will be just fine. We've got a lot to talk about today, so as always, I'm just going to roll through some announcements real quick. First announcement is, if you guys are listening to this podcast, please listen to the full podcast if you can. If you can't, obviously, I understand. Shit is crazy. Life is weird. Stuff happens. I get it. But if you guys do listen, feel free to subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast if you can, and also feel free to leave comments wherever you'd like to leave a comment. Also, let's get you guys involved with the podcast. Now, some of you might already be asking yourselves, how can I get involved? Easy. Ask a question. Every week, I usually post something from my socials asking you guys if you have any burning questions that you'd like answered on the podcast. And unfortunately, this week, we do not have any questions. So, guys, let's get involved with the podcast, or fuck, let's just have a conversation in the manor. How about that? Another way you can help the podcast is share the podcast. That's it. That's all I can ask you guys to do, is just get involved. Cool? Cool. All right, so the next batch of announcements are a little bit of homemade ads, considering that the podcast does not have a sponsor just yet. And for the first-time listeners, you might not know that I am the singer-guitarist of Serpents US, a black death metal, symphonic, deathcore, I don't even know how many more genres of metal I can put into this, or you could just call it a Dionysian band. Whatever you want to call it, we're still a band, and we still have some announcements. So the first announcement is that we are re-releasing our debut album from 2013, Born of Ishtar, on vinyl. That's right, vinyl. It's something that's been asked from us for a lot of years, and being that Serpents has never put out a vinyl, and that we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary just about 20 days ago from today, we decided now is the best time more than ever to do this for you guys. So being that these are pre-orders, we are using all of the funds from said pre-orders to manufacture the vinyls. So in this case, every little bit actually helps in actualizing the dream, right? Big thank you to everyone who has pre-ordered already. And if you have not, head to weareserpents.bandcamp.com to grab your vinyl pre-orders and also any merch or CDs that you want to grab as well. It's all available on our Bandcamp. And if you don't have the cash, but you still want to help, there's a couple ways you can do so. With the first being, follow us on Spotify. You can find us on Spotify at Serpents US. Once you follow us, give us a listen, or vice versa, whichever comes first, and throw us on some of your favorite playlists, even if it's like a laundry day playlist or like a workout playlist. Throw us on something you guys listen to every day, and you'd be surprised on how much something that small can help a band of our size or even your favorite bands. It's crazy. But I would greatly appreciate that. And another way you can help is just engage with us online. You know, like our posts, comment, share. You don't like a post, comment about it. If you think I'm saying something profound, fucking share it. That's all you can really do in these days. So you can find us at Facebook at We Are Serpents, Instagram at Serpents Metal, Twitter at We Are Serpents. And as I said before, you can find us on Bandcamp at weareserpents.bandcamp.com. And if you're just overwhelmed with information, you can find all things serpents related at weareserpents.com. All right. All right. That's it for the announcements. And now we can finally get this fucking show started. Sounds good, right? I know. However, you know what doesn't sound good, though? This past week for me has been pretty shitty. Shitty in the sense that I feel like my mental health has gone awry or has been worse than it usually is. There's been days in this past week that I obviously, you know, I shouldn't post about it or anything like that, hence why I have the podcast. But for the first time in my life, you know, there were days that I didn't even want to get out of bed, you know, let alone muster up the enthusiasm to make any music or go to the gym or even record a podcast. And none of it was externally influenced. Like, I'm not sitting on Facebook, you know, reading all your posts and reading about this debate and this candidate and this fucking virus and this and this. Granted, okay, I am reading this stuff, but I don't let it get to me whatsoever. It's just more of a sign of the times, you know? Well, mainly a sign of my times. I'm not really speaking about the general public, but, you know, I have a lot of eggs in the basket. You know, I can't really talk about any of this stuff, but, you know, I have a lot of things in motion. And unfortunately for me, each avenue needs the other. Otherwise, there won't be a city. That's the easiest way I can explain it for people that are like, dude, just pick a career and stick with it. It's not that I'm not picking a career. It's a culmination of things that I'm going to be doing to help build the best career or life for me and for whoever is lucky enough to be a part of my little family unit, right? And it's just got me feeling very overwhelmed and just depressed because, you know, I don't have enough time. Well, at least I feel like I don't have enough time or resources. Unfortunately for me, a lot of the things I am doing, I need resources and I need time. And at this very moment, I feel like I'm at a crossroads in life, just looking in each direction, trying to figure out which way to go. You know, some people, or even myself, you know, I've posted in the previous weeks, you know, the concept of zugzwang, where the best move sometimes is not to move. And I've been kind of implementing that, if you can't tell. I don't know if I'm implementing zugzwang by just laying in bed, refusing to get out of bed because I don't see the point in living. Spoiler alert, that actually happened this week. And, you know, I'm getting better. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to pull myself out of the hole that I dug for myself. And I know I can take all of this on. It's not a doubt or a self-doubt thing. It's just I just have too much to do and not enough time to do it. And that depresses me. That depresses someone who practices the will to power. You know, how can you practice the will to power when you don't have a will? Usually, I would let chaos guide me, and it has gotten me to where I am today, and I do not resent that at all. It's usually chaos with a little bit of intent or will behind it that gets me from point A to point B. But what do you do when life is less chaotic, or, you know, you yourself are just defeated by your mind or your body? And I've tried to remedy that. You know, I've actually been taking, you know, kratom, as I talked about in that other podcast. And also, you know, my lady, she dosed me with like the strongest vitamin D supplement you could buy, kind of over the counter. Apparently, this supplement was prescription only. Like, that's how much vitamin D was in this pill. I'm, you know, in my hole working on music and stuff like that, and I'm definitely not getting enough sunlight or any at all, to be honest with you guys. I don't really go outside unless it's going to take the trash or going to the gym, and even then it's still either becoming day or becoming night. So either way, I'm fucked when it comes to you know, vitamin D. And not to mention, you know, there's something that I'm dealing with on a personal level as far as like physical self. You know, I've got some health issues that I have to attend to and figure out how to rearrange, you know, my way of life, i.e. performing, gigging, touring, sleeping on floors, etc. You know, I have to find a way to rearrange this to live the life I want to live. You know, I always want to play. I always want to perform. There's not a day in my life that I think I don't want to perform. Every day I wake up, I say, oh man, I wish I was fucking playing tonight. And I'm trying to get there. Trying my hardest to get all my ducks in order and do it the right way instead of doing it foolishly like I've done in the past. Now, does that mean following every fucking guru or self-help person or fucking expert, you know, I see suggested to me on Facebook? No, not at all. But it's just going to take some time and some finessing, just like everything else in life. I mean, dude, look at Ozzy Osbourne, for those of you who don't know who I'm talking about. Dude just released a new album and, you know, he's suffering with Parkinson's. I mean, his body's pretty much shutting down. And the dude is just like basically out there saying like, yeah, dude, I'm dying. And dude's still rocking out. He's still touring. Well, he had to cancel his last tour, but you guys get what I'm saying, right? You know, he's got that new album and I can only imagine what that feels like. You know, when I did Temet Nosse, the last Serpents album, I was under the impression that that was going to be my last album ever. Like, I didn't know if I was going to make it out of that one alive. But I did, so far. You know, I still don't have another album yet. But it's no joke, man. It's no joke. Mental health is not a joke. Your physical health is not a joke. Your spiritual health is not a joke. And you really have to attend to all three at the same time. Otherwise, you'll find one slipping and you'll find yourself just in the hole like me. And today, one thing that got me kind of motivated enough to do a podcast was, you know, I saw a video of a singer of I think a local band. I really have never heard of the guy, never heard of the band. But apparently the guy has a following on YouTube and stuff like that. So basically he was saying in the video that his band is breaking up and, you know, he's not done with music, but he's going to still try. You know, we all say we're done with something, but we're still trying to go to the next thing. We're all drug addicts in a sense. We're addicted to the spotlight. We're addicted to the stage. And as all the comedians say, you know, we're all whores pretty much. Well, musicians. We're all whores, you know, we're always looking for the next thing. And this video really touched me because he was in tears for most of it. And, you know, a lot of your biggest artists that end up leaving their groups or their bands or whatever, you never see that sort of emotion from any of these people when leaving whatever projects, probably because they have something else lined up. But the video I saw today was the most real thing I've seen in weeks, because I honestly identify with this person. You know, I think about packing it in every fucking day. You know, every day it gets harder and harder, and every day the weakling in me, you know, always wants to run, always wants to give up. And I feel like I owe it to you guys. I owe it to myself, of course, and the world to keep creating art, keep creating content, keep provoking your thoughts, whether it be podcast, music, posts, whatever. You know, I feel like it is my duty to battle some of the noise that's out there. Because to be honest with you guys, there's a lot of bullshit out there. And there's a lot of fucking false prophets and fakes and scam artists and people that are just trying to fuck you out of your money constantly on Facebook. And guess what? They have fucking sponsors and sponsored ads and shit. And it's not just Facebook. I'm sorry. I just keep talking about Facebook, but it's everywhere. Everybody's trying to fucking get a dime off of your fucking, off of your back. And the worst part about it is that it's targeted. So like, let's say if you're, I guess, Googling ways to, I don't know, meditate or ways to fucking get out of a funk, now your feeds are flooded with ads that are tailored to you from people that are basically trying to capitalize on your situation. It sucks. But back to this video, I'm sorry. You know, this video, the kid was in tears saying that being in a band was something he's known for most of his life. And, you know, there's a lot of struggles in that. And I totally get that. You know, every step of the way, literally, guys, literally every step of the way, of all things serpents, there is a fucking obstacle, and it's tiring, and thank the fucking stars that I have a backbone and a will, because I would not survive 1 year of this shit if I didn't have the strength to do so. And that's another thing that kind of struck me about this video. You know, I feel like, you know, the guy lost all hope. And, you know, of course, when you post that you're giving up on something, and this is the kicker, you know, let's say you say, I'm done with music or whatever, then all of a sudden you get a million comments or messages or texts from people you haven't heard of or haven't heard from or of, maybe, telling you to hang tight, stick in there, or, why are you quitting? Or, I gotta catch your last show. And that's a nice sentiment. I mean, if they actually follow through with it, but little do these people know they're actually doing more harm than good, because that person ends up asking themselves, where the fuck were you guys when the going was tough? Where was this support when things were good? You know, I could die tomorrow, or this guy could die tomorrow. Any of us can die tomorrow, or even today. And the last thing I want to ask myself is, where was everybody? I don't know. This video just really struck me in the heart. And I just feel like people need to be there for each other. And I'm not the best at that, because I honestly feel, and this is just me as a person, it's a personality trait, I feel like I'm doing more harm than good. You know, I feel like I'm bothering people. You know, a lot of the people that I've toured with over the years have been, you know, swayed by others to, I guess, drop the dead weight and move on with their lives without me or just anybody else, because, you know, I'm not keeping up to date with, you know, appearances or texts and stuff like that, because honestly, I feel like I'm bothering everybody. And some of the people that want to use and abuse you or your power or your popularity, best believe they're going to be contacting you every day, texting you. Granted, it's small talk and maybe some of these people are actual friends, but a lot of these people that are in the spotlight right now, I want to tell you, step out of the spotlight for 6 months, see what happens. See if you can fucking handle that and still keep going. I've done it numerous times. Guess what? Still fucking here. Still got a fucking pounding in my chest and a fucking swelling in my loins. I'm still here. And when I watch videos like that, like the one I watched, it made me feel like it made me feel sad that this person doesn't have that fire to say, fuck everybody else. Fuck these bullshit obstacles. I'm hellbent on manifesting a reality that only I can see. Granted, you need some help from other like-minded people, but that should be a part of their journey too. You shouldn't have to convince your bandmates or whatever to follow you into the fire. If you have to convince them, then the battle's already lost. And this is applicable to business as well. You know, when you're hiring, you're not begging people to get on board. They are coming on board via their own will, and they have their own reasons for signing up. And same thing with joining a band. And, you know, some people have other reasons, while you might be of good intent. Either way, you have to protect yourself. You have to protect your asset, whether if it's your business or your band or whatever, your corporation. And not only do you have to stay strong, but you have to stay strong with your peers. Now, that means company to company, band to band, corporation to corporation. They like to let us think that we're all in competition with each other, but they're all in competition with themselves. And on top of that, there's more companies that are in competition with themselves. And then on top of them, there's more companies that are in competition with themselves, whatever. They want us to feel like we're the rats in the cage. That's what they want us to think. Same thing goes for the nation, the politics. They want us divided. Divided we shall fall. United we stand. I mean, it's a simple theory. But seeing, again, back to the video, seeing that, I feel like these guys could use the support, not only from their fans, but from their peers. Same goes to Serpents. Same goes to your band, your place of work, your own business. You have to make alliances, make relationships, while still taking care of your best interests. But it's a community, not just music, but it's a community in general that helps build a foundation that everyone else can stand on for generations to come. And seeing people just trying to build a foundation and failing, for lesser words, it's sad. It's sad. And I've actually talked about stuff like this on other podcasts where I've been a guest on. And it's fucked up to see what I've been saying become a reality. And honestly, the media, the media in general, I guess, could be a double-edged sword, but especially in our community, like music, more specifically metal, the media is dividing us, not just politically, not just, you know, on a nation level or nations, but they're dividing us in the sense that these clickbait articles I keep seeing. You know, I saw an article the other day where if you point your finger in a picture, you're apparently a Nazi, according to a certain musician. And of course, the metal media, they take a post like that and blast it everywhere to get you guys talking, to get you guys pointing your own fingers at people, calling people names or attributing them with certain beliefs that they don't even associate with. And it's all for the sake of a click, ad revenue. Same thing goes for what I said earlier, where, you know, they prey on you to sell you some sort of ad space. That does not build a foundation we can stand on for years later. Granted, it's cute and it's getting you a little click here and there, but what are you doing with your media company after you're gone? Are you passing it down to someone else? I sure hope not, because you're not building them a proper foundation to stand on when it's their time, because all the things that you chipped at and broke apart is only going to lead up to rubble for the next generation, your predecessor. I mean, even the whole act of, and again, not just music, but even the whole act of paying to read news or charging people to be featured on their YouTube or charging people to be featured on their Spotify. And I get it. I get the hustle. Like, I'm not mad at you for doing that, but within reason, guys, within reason. I can't tell you, I cannot express enough how many people have responded to business inquiries, and I've gotten responses like, well, you could pay to be on this or pay to do this and pay. It's like, well, you're not building a community here, guys. You're building a shit community. You're building a community of people that want to pay to be there. Guess what? All the real people like yourself, like the people who are listening to this podcast, people that go off the beaten path, they're not going to want to do they're not going to want to fucking pay attention to your YouTube or your Spotify or your fucking media outlet, because you guys understand what I'm saying. Again, I'm struggling through this podcast, but I'm just trying to make a point here. But the biggest thing that was disgusting to me in the past week was I read an article on Frankie from Amir. And for those of you who don't know, Frankie Palmieri is the singer of a band called Amir. They've been around for a long, long time. Granted, when Amir was around, I guess like maybe Frankie started music when he was like 16 or something. I remember they were like a high school band turned like actual band later on. I think they were under a different name, but some of the members remained at the time. And they've been doing it for a long time. Okay. I remember when I first started in local bands that were touring. So we were still considered a local band, but we would still do dates. And that's when I met the Amir guys, you know, the original Amir lineup. And I also got to know the lineup to be. And then now there's a new lineup, but Frankie still remains. Either way, Frankie made a statement recently where he kind of did a self-evaluation and basically said that his lyric, he doesn't identify with the lyrics that he wrote when he was 16, 18, whatever it was. And of course, you know, the media outlets took that, splattered it everywhere because Frankie's a controversial figure. And again, I love Frankie. I still consider him to be a friend. And I also love all the Amir guys, past, present, and even future. But I thought it was disgusting that they did that. I know that they weren't spreading the news, you know, to show people, look, everybody, Frankie's grown as a person. They don't like growth. They don't like change. They don't like, I don't know, responsibility or people taking responsibility for themselves. So they made a mockery of it. Then a week later, Frankie got more specific on the subject and said that he wasn't totally disconnected and saying, oh, all of these lyrics are bad. And I'm just trying to put in like layman's terms here. But he basically was like, it's just not who I am today. It was who I am in the past. And he's trying to make that right. And he's trying to change and be a better person. Now, for any normal brain, that's like, oh, that's nice. Good for you, person. Because if you figure yourself out, make yourself better, the message you're putting out will be better. And all the people listening will take that message, hopefully, and be better off. It will pollinate and grow as the years go. And maybe people will be affected on a better way, or people will be affected in a positive light later on by taking a stance like that publicly and being like, hey, this is who I was, but it doesn't resonate with who I am today. The top comment, the top comment on the post, quote, gay, unquote. Like, seriously? Granted, it's a comment, and you never read comments, but seriously, though? That's where we're at right now? I could see that with, like, politics or anything else. But, you know, in a fucking community where it's getting smaller and smaller by the day, i.e. video, band, breakup thing I was telling you about, we should probably take care of our own and take care of each other. And I don't know. It's just sad. It's sad. But I'm not letting it get me down as far as the ventures I'm taking on and my creative outlook or output or anything. It's just showing me that we as a society, including the music realm, are just in a bad place. And someone who is trying to better themselves and in return bettering said society is now a cause for ridicule. And that's just fucked up. You know, I partially agree, well, not agree, but I partially identify with what Frankie was saying in the sense that, like, even the old Serpents albums, like, I'm a totally different person now. Each album, like, I became reborn, and I talk about that very extensively on other podcasts and interviews. And to think that people would, like, ridicule me later on over lyrics I've written or bands I've been in, it's just gross. But the overall theme here is we're all struggling. You just have to find your reasons to get up. What are my reasons? You guys, my lady, my family. Isn't that enough? That's enough for me. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but the world is a pretty big undertaking. So, I don't know. These are my reasons I still fight each day. And I hope you guys are still with me 10 years from now if I'm still here. It's a nice thought that keeps me going. And scary to see us regress in more ways than one. But I'm going to end this podcast. Bummed you guys out for long enough. But I'm going to end this podcast with a quote. This quote comes from the famous Carl Jung. That's Y, or J-U-N-G. And the quote is, "No tree can grow to heaven unless its roots reach down to hell." What does that quote mean to you guys? Comment on the podcast or whatever, wherever you see this, and let me know what that quote means to you. And as always, we have a featured artist this week to close out the podcast. And this week's featured artist is the mighty Roman Ring. Now, for those of you that don't know, Roman Ring is a supergroup of sorts. I like to call it that. They might say otherwise, but this is my podcast, goddammit, so I could say what I want. And for those of you that don't know, Roman Ring is a Chicago band that consists of members of Immortal Bird, Warforged, Through the Eyes of the Dead, and Something is Waiting, and more. That might not mean much to you. You know, maybe you're listening to this podcast and you're more of the occult realm, or maybe you're just listening to the podcast, just thinking, I'll just listen to something to kill some time. Either way, if you're a metalhead and if you haven't heard of Roman Ring, well, today's your lucky day, because I'm going to be playing their newest single off of their new upcoming album, The Halogen, which comes out on March 20th on all platforms. Okay, so March 20th, The Halogen by Roman Ring is dropping on all platforms. Okay, make sure to pick that up. But first of all, listen to this fucking single and let me know in the comments that I was right, that you're going to love this. Okay, cool. Are we agreed? Cool. So this is the single Vatican City off of The Halogen by Roman Ring. And that is not to be confused with the wrestler Roman Reigns. Okay? Sweet. Thank you guys for listening this far. And I hope to see you in better spirits next week. Take care.